A British national has recounted his abduction alongside several Turkish citizens in Nairobi, Kenya. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Necdet Sağıtoğlu, who lived in the UK for 18 years before moving to Kenya 2 years ago, said he was abducted by masked men on Friday and released after 8 hours when he showed them his British passport. Sağıtoğlu claims 6 other Turkish citizens were also kidnapped from different locations in Nairobi, with 4 still missing. According to Kenyan police, a motorcycle driver witnessed the abduction of 2 people when 2 vehicles intercepted a silver car and armed men forcibly took its occupants. One of the abducted, Sağıtoğlu, later reported the incident at a police station. Sağıtoğlu described the ordeal as the worst experience of his life. He and a friend were handcuffed, blindfolded, and taken to an unknown location without explanation. After convincing the abductors of his British nationality by showing a copy of his passport, Sağıtoğlu said he was released, but his phone and laptop were not returned. The UK Foreign Office has confirmed it is providing consular support to Sağıtoğlu and his family. Turkish authorities have yet to comment on the incident. Amnesty International has raised concerns, suggesting the abducted individuals may be asylum seekers facing political persecution in Turkey. Kenyan law firm McKeel & Kakai, representing some of the abductees, warned airlines against deporting them back to Turkey, where they risk further victimization. UNHCR is reportedly investigating the situation. A British national has recounted his abduction alongside several Turkish citizens in Nairobi, Kenya. Necdet Sağıtoğlu, who lived in the UK for 18 years before moving to Kenya 2 years ago, said he was abducted by masked men on Friday and released after 8 hours when he showed them his British passport. Sağıtoğlu claims 6 other Turkish citizens were also kidnapped from different locations in Nairobi, with 4 still missing. According to Kenyan police, a motorcycle driver witnessed the abduction of 2 people when 2 vehicles intercepted a silver car and armed men forcibly took its occupants. One of the abducted, Sağıtoğlu, later reported the incident at a police station. Sağıtoğlu described the ordeal as the worst experience of his life. He and a friend were handcuffed, blindfolded, and taken to an unknown location without explanation. After convincing the abductors of his British nationality by showing a copy of his passport, Sağıtoğlu said he was released, but his phone and laptop were not returned. The UK Foreign Office has confirmed it is providing consular support to Sağıtoğlu and his family. Turkish authorities have yet to comment on the incident. Amnesty International has raised concerns, suggesting the abducted individuals may be asylum seekers facing political persecution in Turkey. Kenyan law firm McKeel & Kakai, representing some of the abductees, warned airlines against deporting them back to Turkey, where they risk further victimization. UNHCR is reportedly investigating the situation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.